I'm Alexandra DeTrolio. The Trump administration will be levying sanctions on over 50 North Korean vessels, shipping companies, and trade businesses in another effort to put pressure on North Korea over its nuclear program. The White House said it was the largest set of economic restrictions on the country so far, and President Trump stated it was, quote, the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before. The United Nations Security Council has also imposed sanctions, three in the last year. The sanctions are an effort to cut off revenue and resources for North Korea's development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. The Associated Press is reporting that Rick Gates, a former top advisor to President Donald Trump, and an associate of former campaign manager Paul Manafort, plans to plead guilty to charges that came as a result of the special counsel's investigation into Russian meddling. The AP says that with Gates reportedly planning to plead guilty, it could indicate that he is cooperating with the special investigation. The news comes following an additional 32-count indictment of tax evasion and bank fraud that was brought against Gates and Manafort yesterday. Over 12 speakers took part in a discussion at the United Nations about the treatment of children who cross international borders with or without family members. The speaker stated that migration is not a crime and migrant and refugee children shouldn't be detained as if they were criminals. However, the practice of doing so continues to be used because some people believe it acts as a good deterrent and it's less expensive than other methods. The UN said that the belief that it deters would-be migrants is a mistaken one and that detaining children in a manner similar to criminals drives them underground into the hands of traffickers. Cardinal Reinhard Marx of Germany has announced that the German Bishops' Conference will be publishing a pamphlet that will detail when Protestant spouses of Catholics may be able to receive communion. The pamphlet will mostly be geared towards pastoral workers and outlines that Protestant spouses can receive the Eucharist, quote, in individual cases, under certain conditions, so long as they, quote, affirm the Catholic faith in the Eucharist. According to the bishop's statement, the, quote, spiritual hunger to be able to receive communion together in an interdenominational marriage can be so strong it could put the marriage itself in danger. Myanmar's government is bulldozing dozens of empty villages in the Rakhine state in what they say is an effort to rebuild the destroyed region. However, human rights advocates are saying it is the government's way of destroying evidence of any crimes before investigations are able to take place. Conflicts between the Rohingya and Myanmar's government escalated in August of last year after Rohingya insurgents attacked security posts. Government forces, with the help of Buddhist mobs, are being accused of burning Muslim villages, mass murder, sexual assault, and looting.